From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. After a briefing about military intervention in Iran yesterday, Utah Senator Mike Lee announced he will side with Democrats to support a resolution scaling back President Trump's power to unilaterally take military action in the Middle Eastern country. This morning, President Donald Trump responded to Lee's criticism. KUER's Elaine Clark has more.
Lee said that administration officials discouraged him and other lawmakers from debating military action. He called the attempt unconstitutional and un-American. President Trump pushed back against that characterization.
I get along great with Mike Lee. I've never seen him like that. But other people have called and they've said it was the best presentation they've ever seen.
Since then, Lee has re-emphasized that his criticism was of the briefing and not of President Trump.
I applaud this president. I support this president. This president has been fantastic. He's been unprecedentedly deferential to the American people and restrained in his use of the commander-in-chief power.
The House voted in favor of the War Powers Resolution to scale back Trump's military power today, with Utah Democratic Representative Ben McAdams voting against it. A Mike Lee staffer told KUER that the Republican would still vote with Democrats in the Senate in support of a similar measure. That vote could come as early as next week. Elaine Clark, KUER News.
And Senator Lee is also introducing a bill that would prevent abortions from being classified in the federal tax code as medical expenses eligible for deductions. Lee said in a statement, "The fact that abortions are defined as medical care undermines the truth that all human beings have dignity and worth, and that the purpose of healthcare is to heal and care for them, not kill them." 16 other Republican senators are co-sponsoring the bill. Many ranchers are applauding President Trump after he announced an overhaul of the nation's bedrock environmental law today. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The National Environmental Policy Act says federal agencies must take a hard look at environmental impacts before approving major projects, things like oil pipelines, coal mines, or renewing grazing permits on public lands. But industry groups have long argued that law is burdensome and needs streamlining. Now the Trump administration is answering those calls. Its proposed rules would essentially make it easier to build things like oil and gas pipelines. It would also mandate a faster timeline for environmental reviews on projects like timber sales or cattle grazing on public lands. Jennifer Houston is president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She says the reforms will allow ranchers to focus on what they do best, raising cows. Here she is speaking at the White House after Trump's announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. We appreciate all your work and all your really remembering the cattlemen, cattlewomen in rural America and everything you do.
Conservation groups say these changes will weaken environmental protections and that the Trump administration is sticking its head in the sand when it comes to climate change. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
A controversial sand mining project in Kane County, backed by a prominent Utah developer, is dead. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
In a statement released this morning, startup mining company Southern Red Sands said it is no longer pursuing its project near the Coral Pink sand dunes north of Kanab. The outfit, whose primary investor is Salt Lake City-based Gardner Company, planned to produce sand for fracking operations in the Uinta Basin. Instead, it has agreed to sell its mining claims over roughly 12,000 acres to one of the project's most vocal opponents, Best Friends Animal Society, a national animal shelter organization headquartered nearby. The two say they will work together to preserve the site and benefit the community. David Fox, KUER News.
Grand County created building standards for all new lodging projects this week. The move is aimed at curbing the number of hotels in and around Moab. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
Grand County put the brakes on new lodging last February after around 1,000 new rooms were scheduled for construction. Now, developers have to ask the county for approval to build overnight accommodations. County Councilmember Jay Lynn Hawks says the community was united in its support for the measure.
The entire community has expressed dissatisfaction with the number of visitors because people can't afford to live here anymore.
The standards passed this week will require all new lodging to be energy and water efficient and to not block views. Councilmember Evan Clapper says the new standards will also benefit tourists.
We already have the best attractions on earth, and we want the best accommodations as well.
Clapper says the city of Moab is expected to pass similar standards soon. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.